Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Backyard Lab, dedicated to celebrate, enlighten, and preserve the unique and diverse rich Jamaican culture.
Yes, I am. I sure am. I just share with you that you're fading out a little bit with the music, but I can hear you. I'm here.
All righty. Well, we'll fix that in a minute. There we go. Mm-hmm. Welcome, Donna.
Thank you. Thank you.
We have a very interesting subject. And a former guest of our show, but I said it's interesting because for my listeners, by the way, welcome to my listeners, and it's Margaret, the host, and Donna, our co-host, who happened to be a non-Jamaican. So what we're going to be talking a little bit about this evening is sort of foreign to Donna, but a lot of Jamaicans know about cricket. And most of our men, our male folk, is very passionate about their cricket. I would say that the passion runs as deep as it does for the guys in football in the U.S. and other parts of the world. But for our listeners who perhaps don't know much about cricket, I just want to give them a little background. So, Donna, you might find this interesting, too. Cricket is a game that's played with a bat and a ball, and it's a very popular sport, and it originated in England, but it's now played in more than 100 countries. And also, I know from personally that most of the British colonies, you know, the past British colonies or countries, were exposed to cricket more or less all their lives because of the influence that England really had on its possessions, which, you know, a country was part of its possession. So when we talk about the diversely rich culture of Jamaica, it covers the ethnic background of all the various people that settled in Jamaica. That really has helped us to be so unique. So we have the diversity in sport as well. And a lot of foreigners know Jamaicans for their, you know, their success in the Olympics, and we have been successful in the Olympics for many, many generations. I remember as a child we had Olympic winners. And we'll talk about that another time. However, tonight we're talking about cricket. And Donna, I'd like to make a sort of confession that I'm not a cricket fan per se, because personally I found the game quite slow and a little boring. My husband played, he was quite a sportsman, and he played cricket. Football, I mean the real football with a ball that you kick, unlike the ones that you do call football here. I think you call it soccer here. He played water polo and, of course, basketball. So my favorite was water polo because I liked to see him in the pool. He had a great body. And also as a football player, I mean a real football player. So, but cricket I found sort of slow. You know, it's a game that's played with a bat and ball. Have you ever been to a cricket match, Donna?
No, I haven't.
Have you ever seen it played on television?
No, actually what I did was when you told me that we were going to be talking about cricket, I went on and I looked on YouTube and kind of watched some of the games on there. But to be honest with you, I still really could not quite grasp what cricket. At first, I thought it was like kind of like baseball.
Right. That's cool.
And then I was kind of like confused as to whether, you know, because it was they were saying something about six balls and two different teams and players, and so
right,
I got a little bit confused
right
behind it.
Well, actually, the game is played by two teams, and each team have 11 players on the game. And they have
okay
a strip that goes in the middle of the field, and they have a wicket, which I think the whole idea, and some of my callers that are if they just put up their hand, can tell me more, actually, about what the cricket part of it. But I think I have my guess also, but I'm going to say hello to 718. You're on the air. I saw you had your hands up. So who do I have?
Well, you have Lay in New York.
Hi, Mr. Lay in New York. How are you today?
Fine.
Oh, is it cold in New York? I can tell you it's nippy in Atlanta.
It's not just nippy, it's downright cold.
Well, it's not a time for cricket, is it?
Not at all.
I found some interesting tidbits as I researched the sport and really found that it is played in the winter time in some countries just because it's cooler, you know, and not, I suppose, in the tropical parts of the world. But I remember that we played cricket all year in Jamaica. Am I correct?
That's right.
All right. So I think I see my guest on. And if she's on, would she just touch one on her keypad so I can know she's there, want to talk to me, or whoever is calling in? Okay. And I see that I have a hand raised. Good evening. This is Margaret.
Good evening, Margaret. This is Beth.
Oh, this is my guest, Beth. So, Beth, I suppose you hear we were trying to explain to our American listeners a little bit about cricket because it's sort of foreign to them, and Lay was about to tell us something about it. But I just want to say to Donna that it's as foreign to you as what you called football was to me when I got here in the 50s. I didn't have a clue, although I must say that, and Lay can back me up on this, that when we used to go to the movies in Jamaica in the 40s and 50s, we always had BBC News. Remember that, Lay?
Oh, yes. I still listen to BBC News on a daily basis.
Right, and they would show this game with these people huddling in a big group and bending over and whispering, and they're talking about it as football, and we're saying, "Duh, where's the ball? You're not kicking it." Right? Beth, can you relate to that?
I certainly can, Margaret.
Oh, boy, that was really funny to me when they would be calling it football. And then I came here to the States, and then I got into the football because my kids were born here, you know, so I had. But I must say,
well, why don't you qualify that, Margaret, and say American football?
Right, American football. So actually, I know that, but I remember that my husband missed his cricket so much. Really, he really pined about it. It didn't bother me because I was not a cricket fan. But anyway, I just wanted to tell our listeners how passionate Jamaican men are, those that love cricket, about their cricket. Right, Lay?
Yeah, well, when I was growing up, cricket was the West Indies, Jamaica included, of course, very, very, in fact, we used to be very controversial in that we said, being a Jamaican, that we were the best, and Australia thought they were the best. And it came to, when push came to shove, the West Indians emerged on top. So, you know, for a while there, we were the best.
So now, Lay, did you play cricket yourself?
In my friend's backyard. At school, I didn't qualify for cricket.
I just want to share with Donna how, when I was growing up, little boys, if they didn't have a cricket bat, they would take anything that resembles a cricket bat and try to hit a ball, you know, have their friends bowl a ball to them, because it's called bowling, to them so they can hit it, because, you know, and they would put sticks up in the ground. I remember seeing my cousins do that to simulate the wicket. But little boys in Jamaica, they're more, I think, diverse now, and they're into other sports because, you know, if they're into the winter sports, and we don't even have any snow down there, so
they're
really come a long way.
They're into basketball now.
Right?
Was the thing when I was growing up there.
So I wanted to tell my listeners a little bit, Beth, about the passionate cricketers here. And Beth is going to be talking to us this evening about Tropical Sports Club and their mission to promote cricket in the U.S. and to serve as ambassadors to cricket communities in Jamaica. And they're called TSC for short. They have partnered with the Atlanta Jamaica Association to offer scholarships to deserving college-bound youth. And that, you know, I want to just mention here how I, you know, as a senior, or Leah and I as seniors, just admire the younger people who are involved with something they're passionate about, but also has coupled it with helping the young people here and in Jamaica. I just think that is very commendable when they're not just in it for the sport and their pleasure, but also as lending a helping hand to the community. And this Saturday, there's going to be a presentation and awards banquet here in Atlanta. And Beth is going to be telling us a little bit more about that and asking for the community here to support and perhaps support the cause. And perhaps some Americans might just be interested in watching cricket or just finding out about cricket. So, Beth, I want to welcome you to the show.
Thank you, Margaret.
Hi, Liv. This is Leah. I'm sorry, I didn't get your name.
Lay,
hello.
Lay is one of our regular callers from New York. And at this time, I wanted to just tell our listeners that this is Backyard Labrish. And this is our radio show hosted on Blog Talk Radio. However, we do have a website that is live, not quite completed, but we are inviting you to check it out at www.backyardlabrish, and most Jamaicans know how to spell that, .com. And Lay is going to be one of our contributors to the Ask a Senior segment of the Backyard, so we hope we'll have a lot of questions from the public and our listeners and supporters to ask the seniors, who will be George Graham, Lay Nunes, and Margaret Marshall. We're all seniors, so we know everything. So, Beth, you're on. Do tell us a little bit about your connection with TSC and what they're all about.
Well, thank you, Margaret, and thank you for the opportunity to switch hats. Last time I spoke to you, I was speaking to you on behalf of my high school alumni association, and this evening I have the pleasure of representing Tropical Sports Club on the air. Tropical Sports Club is one of the oldest or the longest standing Jamaican cricket clubs here in Atlanta. And I use the term Jamaican loosely because although the majority of the members are Jamaicans, the membership is actually comprised of different members from different islands. And I think we have an Australian bowler as well among our midst. So we're quite a diverse group. I was smiling as I listened to your exchange a little earlier. Cricket actually is not being played just by Jamaicans. They're played, it is a game that is played, and Americans are actually catching on, but it is played by a lot of Caribbean peoples, and South Asian, in fact, and African. In fact, most of the British colonies, I think, that you can think of, former colonies, now
right.
play cricket.
That's what I mentioned.
Really,
as a matter of fact,
sport.
It's being played in 100 countries. I didn't even know that.
Exactly. By millions of people. And the United States, actually, has now... the United States now has a league. In fact, one of our members, younger members, is a member of the U.S. team. So they have not made it into the World Cup or at the World Cup level yet, but they are playing cricket. And in response to your comment that the match is somewhat slow and tedious, I think, for the uninitiated, I think they're moving to a somewhat faster pace to try and attract...
The one-day matches?
The one-day matches, exactly. Limited overs, you know, to try and sort of meet the... need for a faster, some resolution to an event once it begins at the end of the day, and to hasten the match a bit. I was about to say the cricket purists have some problems with that. I mean, they tend to want to see, you know, the 2-3 day test matches and you know, we're, I'm sure they're wrestling, the different groups are wrestling with that, but. You know, I think at the end of the day, cricket is cricket, and if you love it, you love it.
I was about to say that I see where a match can go on for up to 5 days.
The original test match.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And those are the ones that, I mean, countries get shut down. I mean, everybody stops what they're doing if it's a really exciting match or if it's one that really counts. To pay attention, or radios are blaring wherever you are, you know, and it captivates the country's attention. Sort of the way soccer does in Latin America, I think.
Yes.
You know, and women
now. I just want to mention one thing, Beth, that I remember as a young person growing up in Jamaica. You know, I left there when I was in my early 20s. And I remember if you had anything to do with that involved the government during a cricket season or match, I mean, try to get it done before because
I'm not sure that has changed.
Half of the people will not be at work.
Right.
And even if they are, they'll be so focused on the cricket, you're not going to get anything done.
Right. I think that's still the case. And although, you know, to touch on something that Leigh mentioned earlier, the West Indies used to be the team to beat. And although we're not quite there, it's still quite captivating for people who are really serious cricket fans. When the West Indies is playing, if it's a test match, it still consumes your attention.
Right.
So, you know.
This is Donna. I just want to understand something. You're saying test match. What is the difference between a test match? Is there like a regular match versus a test match?
Right. The test matches are the ones that, let's see, what is the equivalent? It is what qualifies you to be in the World Cup.
So there's a process of elimination.
Exactly. You have to win so many test matches that are played by the major teams around the world. And we're talking about Australia and England and New Zealand and the West Indies. And now Canada has joined the league and Ireland is here. And India and Pakistan and, you know, the Bangladesh.
new designer of South Africa too.
Yes.
So
South
what
Africa,
I'm trying to understand
exactly.
is that, you know, when I went on YouTube and I looked
right.
at cricket, it looked almost like baseball when they were like, but the difference being is that sometimes they were throwing them in the air, sometimes they bounced them, you know, like slow, fast, whatever. And I was trying to figure out, I was like, but how can it last for 5 days when it seems like it's not really that slow to me?
Don't forget, tea time is involved here.
Exactly.
But, you know, we're British, you know, we have to have our tea.
Donna,
no,
it is.
Donna hits on a very good point because baseball is really not that far off from cricket. The principles are very similar if you analyze them. You know,
somewhat.
You need to for baseball versus cricket. You have to, you bowl to, in other words, you throw to a batter and you throw over the plate. We bowl to a batter and we throw to over, you know, throw to get through to the wicket.
Right.
So that is the same, and you accumulate runs in a little different fashion. But the principles are... very similar.
Somewhat. I read an article from a Smithsonian that actually compares baseball
yes.
to what we used to play as rounders
yes,
in the Caribbean, which is interesting. Donna, I'm gonna. It's difficult to sort of talk to you about the cricket. It's something that you have to go out and watch. So one day, I promise you, when the season picks up again, I will have to take you out
to watch
the match. Yes, and so I can explain the visuals. It's interesting. There are people who refer to it as a somewhat elitist game.
Yeah, yeah.
It is.
I thought you know, everybody wears white, both teams, right?
Well,
they've changed that somewhat now.
Yes and no.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yes, it has changed. So now you can actually spot a team by its colors if
okay.
you are watching. So, I mean, and that includes England. So everybody has their colors. The West Indies
oh.
has an interesting combination of colors. And so some people wear white, and I think there are occasions when they do. And when
the
they are...
The
test
matches, they usually wear white.
Well,
right.
I'm just kind of wondering because every video that I saw,
mm-hmm.
there were no women. And I was just
right.
kind of wondering because, you know, we're talking to you, and I was like, is this like football that's like, you know, because I will not get on a football field, I promise you, because those guys are crazy. But, you know, is it kind of similar in that really it's kind of like a male-dominated sport and,
mm-hmm.
you know, or... Or are there women cricket players?
Well, to answer both your questions, it was, and at the professional level, it is still a male-dominated sport. I grew up watching cricket, never played, and it would never be something that I'd consider playing, but I can tell you women are now playing, and our children's children are playing if they want to. They're not very many. But there are women teams, even in some of the South Asian countries, which I find quite remarkable. So
that's
women are now...
That's
go ahead,
a phenomenon Lee. I've never seen.
Oh, I've never watched a women's match either, but if you go on the cricket website, you'll see the female teams that are part of the various leagues out of the country. So people are playing. And I hear in New York, Lee, where you are...
I've never seen the women, but their cricket is big during the summertime here in New York, in almost every borough.
You're talking about the women's cricket?
No. I'm saying I've never seen
cricket
the women
oh,
playing, but cricket is very, it's huge in Brooklyn and the Bronx. And Queens.
Around the U.S. I know it's here in Georgia. We have two leagues going. The one league is predominantly South Asian, and we went from very quickly from the 14 teams to 24 in the league. Now we've split off and we've created what appears to be somewhat of a predominantly Caribbean league, and that is about 17. So we're pretty passionate here. It's played in Tennessee. It's played in Connecticut. Played in, I think, in New Jersey, definitely in Florida. In fact, Florida has a beautiful, two beautiful pitches and a stadium devoted to cricket in Fort Lauderdale.
Well, they've come a long way.
Very long way.
About a website, I just want to share with you that when I went online, because, this is like totally new to me, and I went online, they were talking about Cricket America, Hotshot Cricket, Kansas Cricket. What website are you talking about when you were saying that, there's a website that you can go on?
That gives you the international, gives you the rankings. It's crickyinfo.com. And you can learn all about the different teams around the world that's playing, their standing, their brackets, who they're playing, which country they're playing next, which are they playing one-day invitationals or test matches. You get the full range of cricket. You get, and once you start to learn about the players, they'll feature different players from different countries, depending on which match is being played, that sort of thing. So it's www.crickyinfo.com.
So now, I just want to ask you a very quick question. How good are you?
I don't play at all. At all.
You're just there for moral support, like the cheer girls.
I'm more than that. I'm just a huge fan. Let me tell you, World Cup cricket was played in the Caribbean for the first time 2 years ago, and the first time in the history of cricket, and I mean, I had to be there.
Where was it played? What island?
All of the islands. But it opened in Jamaica.
In fact, Sabina Park was built up, refurbished for that.
Yes, it was.
And
it
it's
was.
Beautiful now.
Yep.
Oh, wow. I remember Sabina Park as a child. Anyway, was it televised?
Oh, World Cup cricket? Oh, yes.
Interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. Hmm. So
because you never
fabulous.
Even get, I know, I would think that you would get, the results of who won a cricket match. I don't remember ever hearing about anything like cricket on the network stations like NBC or ABC.
You don't hear it on that, but if you do like I do, I listen to BBC every day, and I get all the football and cricket scores.
So during the World Cup series, I think ESPN.
ESPN. Yeah.
Right.
And then we do at Tropical Sports Club, which is the club I belong to. We on occasion when there's an important match, we will buy. You have pay per view, and so we get to watch a match live. Sometimes you have to get up really early in the morning if they're playing in Australia
or
something.
Depends where they're playing, yeah.
Exactly. But,
I have a question about that, Beth. So does the team get together and watch it together?
Yes, we do.
Wonderful. That is great. So, Beth, why don't you tell us a little bit about the connection between the TSC and the Atlantic Jamaica Association and what you're all about in terms of the youth program, the college college youth program.
The Tropical Sports Club, as I said, is one of the longest-standing cricket clubs in the community. And let me be clear, the club was started primarily so people who were avid cricketers could play cricket.
Mm-hmm.
We have since, of course, developed and grown, and we contribute to the community in some of the ways that you have mentioned. we are fortunate to have a number of former West Indian players in our midst, and also some of the Jamaican players, some of the under 19 or over, I think it's over 19, Shell Shield Cup players, and that was sort of your stepping stone sometimes into the West Indies. So we have some well-known cricketers in our midst. We, unlike the South Asian groups, our children do not seem to be following their father's footsteps into the game, which is kind of interesting. I think they feel the way you do. So there are few young people. Most of our people are older, you know, 30s and older. But we play, the season begins in April, and we play through October. And we play every Sunday, different teams. And sometimes we visit teams in New York and Baltimore, actually. I forgot to mention cricket is played in Maryland as well.
Do you go up to Canada as well?
We haven't done the Canada trip yet. We've come to New York. Wembley, I think, is a team in New York that we're affiliated with. A number of people who used to live in New York and played with Wembley are now down here. So we have this relationship. We go to Baltimore. We go to Florida. We go to Tennessee, and they come to us. So during the season, those matches go on. At the end of the season, which is in October, the team then goes to Jamaica and plays with community cricket teams, and they'll bring them equipment and, just provide some sort of financial support. They may have made some requests the year before, and they'll go back with things that they may have asked for, play with the community, and we do that. That's our ambassador role in Jamaica. We're now thinking of going to some of the other islands, but for now it has been Jamaica and different parishes in Jamaica. Here we have started a scholarship fund, and so for the last 4 years we have partnered with the Atlantic Jamaican Association and identify a qualified college-bound student, and qualified in terms of academics.
Here in the United States or in Jamaica?
Here in Georgia. Here in Georgia,
you.
Yes,
uh-huh.
Specifically. And we have made a presentation. And usually we do that at the Independence Ball, which is held in August. Every year we have an award. So when the season is over, we have an awards banquet, and we recognize our cricketers. We recognize we have nurses that will hold health fairs in the community. So we recognize the people that make contributions to the club, to the community, and this is done at our awards banquet. And this year is coming up actually this Saturday, the 22nd, and it's going to be at the Friendship Foundation on Snapfinger Parkway in Decatur.
And where
can we
get tickets?
You may contact, let me give you a couple of numbers. You may contact me at 404-583-5473 and 770-861-4408 are a couple of numbers that...
And is there a website that...
Tropical has a website, yes. It's www.tropicalsportsclub.org.
Mm-hmm.
And that will tell you about the club, where we're located. Our clubhouse is located in Stone Mountain at 1943 South Hairston Road. And, we meet monthly for our monthly meetings, but we gather when we want to watch cricket or the Olympics or any sporting event that we have to have beamed in specifically. And, that's how we keep going. Certainly, as West Indians, there's a certain bit of nostalgia, I think, in gathering enjoying the sport that we grew up with as children.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I just want to mention the point about, the love for cricket and the desire to participate is not passed down from generation to generation, because, you know, my children were born here, and I really don't even think that they know that their father used to play cricket. And I don't have a picture with him playing cricket, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, and they, I'm sure if you ask them, they don't, you wouldn't even know. They know it's a sport,
right,
but absolutely nothing about it. So, but I think it will always be fueled by people coming up, migrating from Jamaica, you know, and where it is played, and other West Indian islands, of course, or
right.
other islands, places where cricket is played. So the sport will always live and hopefully become more popular.
Well,
exactly.
You know, if I may say that a lot of times these clubs that are primarily cricket clubs, there is a social aspect to it, and people will go there to socialize, have a drink, and for events, play billiards or whatever.
Dominoes.
And they're cricket fans, but they don't play cricket.
Right.
So, but the club aspect now comes into play.
Yes, and as Beth mentioned, they get together to do things as a group.
And that you mentioned before, Margaret, the elite side of this.
Uh-huh.
Now, when I was growing up, this part of it was really elite. You had to be a member of the club to go into the club, to drink there, to have lunch there, or whatever.
Yep.
That is still the case in the Caribbean.
really.
Yeah.
And it's usually the let's call it the upper crust, or the, you know, certain people in the society.
Well, you have to be able to pay the membership dues. That's
right.
Right.
That's
so it's still that way there.
In the Caribbean, it still is. There are people who have certainly tried and continue to try to change that aspect. To make it more inclusive and available, to everyone. The one thing we're doing here also, we have worked. Some of our cricketers have gone at the invitation of some of the coaches, into some of the local schools here, just to teach the children the game. So that's something else we're also promoting. If there's at all any interest, and that our children are not necessarily interested is, you know, unfortunate, but there are people who are, and wherever they are, if they're interested, we'll certainly teach them.
Well, I just want to say to you that for me, as American, I want to tell you that the power of the TV is so strong, and one of the reasons why I would think that in America that cricket's not as known or strong as one might think it should be is because of the fact that we don't really see it.
Right.
You know, we talked about the BBC, and, of course, I'm going to share with Lay. I mean, he might see a different BBC than I do, because when I went to Cancun, I saw a different BBC than I see here in Georgia.
Yeah, that's a big point, because you have the North American service of the BBC. And you have the world service of the BBC. When I go down to Panama, I see what you're probably seeing in Cancun.
Exactly. And I was like really interested, because I said to myself, wow, you know, they were you know, soccer was like the program while I was in Cancun. I didn't really see football or anything like that. And of course, in America, we have our American traditions, and so it's a little bit different. But you know, it's kind of like food. You know, I tell my children all the time, my philosophy is very simple. Just try it. You got to try the food no matter what. And if you don't like it, it's okay, but at least try it and then determine if you like it or not. But how can you try it if it's not introduced to you?
Yeah,
and as Americans, as an American, I've not been introduced to cricket until today. Week when Miss Margaret was telling me about cricket, I was like, oh my God, I got to do some studying on cricket because I don't know no cricket stuff. I don't even know what cricket is, you know, really.
Well, and, Donna, I want to bring it back to our tagline, which is Backyard Labrish is dedicated to celebrate, enlighten, and preserve the unique and diversely rich Jamaican culture. And I'm getting chills as I say that, because I think you all know how passionate I am about that concept. And I think mainly, and Leigh can attest to this, is because when I migrated to the United States, we were really in the minority, especially people who were coming from our background. You know, Jamaican, like, farm workers have always been coming up to the States, right, Leigh?
Yeah,
I mean,
but
for years, generally.
But they were migratory people. I mean, Assyria going on.
Land, right, that's what I mean. But when I migrated to the United States, there were not a whole lot of Jamaicans in Brooklyn.
No, that's true.
There weren't.
There were only three people who was my last name in the New York directory.
There
are thousands.
Compared to the amount that's here now, and that's why I say, you know, there's so much diversity in our culture that we don't really, as Jamaicans, sometimes really appreciate how much diversity we have or had, because I'm not too up to date with what's going on in Jamaica now, because I left long before the independence. Well, you know, not long, but quite some years before they became independent. And, you know, some people, for 46 years is almost a lifetime. So a lot has changed since I left the island. But I just am passionate about exposing the rest of the world who sometimes put all Jamaicans in one category, and they'll say, oh, you don't look Jamaican, or you don't sound Jamaican, or you know what I mean? And I think that I'm hoping that this format will catch, this platform will be exposed to a lot of people. And Donna, I just thank you for letting us know that you never knew about cricket before.
Well, a lot of people don't know about
it. I just
want
to share with everybody really quick that as Beth was talking about the Tropical Sports Club, they're having their annual presentation and awards banquet. And I think that's really phenomenal. It is a friendship foundation. And Beth, will you tell us where it is, how much the tickets are, and everything, and what time it starts? It's this Saturday, right?
It is this Saturday. It is at the Friendship Foundation at 3951 Snapfinger Parkway, Indicator, Georgia. And the tickets are $70, and that includes your meal, entertainment, and your drink. So it's an open bar. And we begin at 7 o'clock.
Is the dress
wonderful?
Formal?
And every time I've been to a Jamaican event, I'm going to tell y'all something. You know, I'm an American person, you know. We do, like, little finger appetizers and stuff like that. But I'm going to tell you, guys really feed us. I'm telling you, I got full every time I've been to an event that Beth has been a part of. Beth, I'm going to tell you something, Beth. I just want to share with you that I need to give you a award myself. I need to just bring you
a trophy
award, because you are like the most dedicated person I know of. I mean, you are in so many things to help people. And, you know, to me, as a country girl, my belief is fundamental in that it does take a whole community to raise a child. And I firmly believe that you are part of that process. And I just want to commend you on all the wonderful things that you do in your community. And I just want to share that with everyone, that you do a phenomenal thing, and I'm just so proud of you.
And
thank
I
you
want
so
to
much,
ask
Donna.
One question, Beth. How do you do it? I'm telling you, you seem to have your fingers, all 10 fingers are involved in a different tie.
That's very kind. I'm Jamaican. I don't have a choice.
Well, you're such a good organizer, I think.
Thank you.
that everybody wants a piece of you.
Oh, my. It's motivated self-interest, and I'm always happy to. It's serving a purpose for me because it allows me for a moment, if you will, to do something for whether it's my home country or some other country in the Caribbean that is in need, because I've lived in a number of them, so I feel like I belong to them. I'm really a Caribbean person. I'm Jamaican, but I belong to the Caribbean. So anything I can do to help, and I think I'm helped as much as I think I'm helping, so that gives me pleasure. But and it's kind to hear, kind words and recognition of the things we do, and I appreciate that.
I'm
sorry, Lee?
No, I say amen to that from New York.
Right. And I hope that some of our listeners will, ask us questions about different organizations that are helping the community, because as Beth mentioned and a couple of our other guests have mentioned, that when their groups, get together for a cause, it's not always just to help the island that they belong to, but part of that is to help the community that they live in or, is involved with. So I can say that I know that different people have their passions, but I can talk about my people because I'm a Jamaican, so my roots are there. And although I've lived here for so long and I am an American and proud to be an American, but I can say that when we get passionate about something, we just get energized and we find that we can do a lot more than we thought we could do. Right, Beth?
Exactly.
Well, you know what? I know that you're going to think this is kind of like stereotypical, but when I think about Beth, I think about when they talk about Jamaicans having like 8 jobs.
Yeah. That's true. Everybody knows that that show
like,
where they mention that.
She has the 8 helping jobs of the world. She helps everybody. And I have to commend you on that. I really, really do.
Definitely.
Oh, thank you,
so the next time Beth is on with us as our guest, she'll perhaps be talking about one of her other passions.
Exactly.
And I want to remind our listeners online and that you're listening to Backyard Labrish. We get together on a Wednesday evening to do just that. And for my American friends who don't know what a Labrish is, a labrish is when you just get together to discuss. It is not a gossip. It's getting, the news about or discussing whatever it is your topic of the evening or when friends get together to labrish. Right, Beth?
That's correct.
How would you
describe
a labrish?
You have hit it on the head. We are talking.
Right. And Leigh, do you have
it's
a different
chat,
version?
It's a chat session.
Right. So for my American friends, do call us and join the chat. For our Jamaican friends, please do, join us online and listen or call in and let your voice be heard. I want to say that when we do this radio show, actually it's accessed by a lot of people all over the world because where we are housed on Blog Talk Radio, it's a very popular platform, and people from all over the world come and listen to the shows. The shows are archived, so someone can search and listen to the show that they're interested in. So Beth and Leigh and Donna, your voice will be heard by people that are just looking for information on Jamaica's culture or perhaps cricket or whatever it is that we're chatting about. So I'm inviting others to come join the Labrish.
Yes, and make sure that everybody go to backyardlabbers.com, backyardlabbers.com, and register and put a profile on there. Let us know how we can help and things that you might be interested in. Again, we have Beth on the line, a phenomenal woman that just wants to help people in her community in the Caribbean. They're having a phenomenal awards banquet, a presentation banquet on this Saturday, November 22nd at the Friendship Foundation. What a phenomenal name, Friendship Foundation, 3951 Snapfinger Parkway, Decatur, Georgia, and it's a phenomenal event. They're going to be, you know, one thing I've learned about Jamaicans, y'all like some food, y'all like to dance, and you know what, we like the same thing. Starting at 7 o'clock until you break your neck at 1 o'clock in the morning. Just do it. Just show up and, you know, support the Tropical Sports Club and their phenomenal opportunity to help other children.
Okay.
Yes, go ahead.
And, you know, as I say, you know, the youth are our future, and education is the key to a brighter future.
Yeah.
And so sending even one child to college is a very remarkable thing that will be rewarding to not only that person, that person's family, but the community,
absolutely,
the city, the state, and the world at large. So when you
absolutely
help one person, you are actually helping to shift the world to a different place, or the energy, because when you think of the young folks that are, you know, on the wrong side of the track, people keep hopping on that, but what we need to do is get busy behind the ones that are on the right track, because, you know, we can override some of what seems to be happening. And I like to use this platform, as I say, you know, we don't want to necessarily get political and, you know, controversial. We want to just support and enhance and celebrate and enlighten the things that are going to make the world a better place and make our cities and communities more pleasurable to live in and bring up our children in and just, you know, exist, coexist peacefully and understand each other's culture, appreciate everybody for who they are.
Absolutely.
So that's what
well,
the
I agree with you so much. I really do. And one of the things I'm gonna say to add to that is that, you know, it's just like in America with our president-elect Barack Obama, one of the things that he talks about is that really we have to be responsible for each other. And one of the things that happens when people like Beth and all that go out there and they begin to share and make sure that they raise money to help the children that can't help themselves is that they're doing what he's talking about. It does take a whole community to raise a child. It really, really does. And that's one of the things I appreciate about most of the programs that she's involved in is that she's helping each community, schools and all, that make a difference in these children's lives. And that is so important. It's so important to me, and it's so important to a lot of people in America and Jamaican people and Caribbean people to make sure that we're making a difference in these children's lives, because if we don't, I promise you, one day they're going to knock on your door, and you're not going to like what you see. But if you can help and make a difference in their lives, wow. What a phenomenal thing that can be. Again, we're on backlabbers.com. Go on backlabbers.com and sign up and send somebody else there to make a difference so that we can begin to make a difference and share information, because we don't know all the information that's out there. We're very fortunate we have someone like Beth that's sharing the things that she's involved in with the presentation award with the Tropical Sports Club that's happening this Saturday, November 22nd. At 7 p.m. at 3951 Snapfinger Parkway. And, of course, again, Beth, share the number and information where they can get some tickets again.
I will do that. Let me just add, because people, if you're local, you'll recognize this. Our dinner will be provided by Roaming Chef, who is a well-known Jamaican chef here in the area. Entertainment is by DJ Migraine. Leigh, I think you asked earlier about the dress. It is semi-formal.
Okay.
And you may contact us for tickets at the following numbers, 770-861-4408 or 404-583-5473. And let me just say, Donna, let me add, if you are interested in learning to play cricket or learning to play table tennis or Ludo or Scrabble or any board game, come on over to Tropic Dominoes. Come to Tropical Sports Club. And we are located at 1943 South Hairston Road in Stone Mountain. We'll be happy to see you. We're obviously going to try and encourage you to join us as members. But that's why we're there. We're hoping to start tutoring children in different subjects, but we'll tell you a little bit more about that later on. This is the off-season. So if you want to learn about cricket or what we do at Tropical, come and see us at 1943.
Very good. We've got 4 minutes remaining on our time. And I wanted to ask you one quick question. Are you talking about the club has a physical location that you gave the address of a while ago? And you meet there. When do you meet there?
We meet on Friday evenings, just about every Friday evening, and once a month we hold our monthly meetings.
At that location.
We're there at that location, 1943 South Hairston Road.
And the club is open to anyone who's interested?
As a member of a guest. So
yeah, you don't have to be a cricket player to be involved in the club. Oh, great.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Leigh, do you know if the clubs in New York are like that, or you have to be a cricket person?
Well, normally cricket clubs operate in the same fashion.
Okay.
There is a place for players, and there's a place for their followers, you know, the wives or friends.
Their fans.
Who come along to watch the games.
Gotcha.
And so forth. And I'm on a page here very quickly. Champions Jamaica to open against Barbados. That's the title of this. And round 4, November 17th, Canada versus Jamaica at Board of Barbados and Leeward Islands. This is cricket.
We've got 2 minutes.
Yeah, so these countries are playing as we speak.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I want to thank our listeners and thank you again, Beth, for being our guest and giving us all this information.
Wonderful.
And we know that your cause is going to be your affair this coming Saturday night is going to be a winner because of the music and the food and the people that are going to be there.
Right. And we look forward to seeing the community out as usual.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Leigh.
And we look forward to having you as our guest again.
Bye from New York.
Yes.
Bye, Donna. Bye, Beth.
Bye, Donna. Bye, Donna. Thank you, Margaret.
You're welcome. And we still have a couple of minutes. Donna, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And I wanted to just tell our listeners, we have a minute, Backyard Labrish is live, and it's spelled BACKYARD LABRISH.com. And we have lots of information that we will be updating our information constantly, but we want you to become a member of our community because in the backyard, we want you to just sign up, make a profile, we consider it, taking a easy chair so you can relax, get to find out more about our culture if you're not a Jamaican. If you are Jamaican, you can connect with friends from all over the world, have your private chat room that you can talk with them.
So go check it out and send us your questions, your suggestions. And we just want to have you be one of our backyard lab-ish guests. Donna, do you have anything to add to that? We have a few seconds.
No, I just want to say, I just ditto what you said. What a phenomenal call. I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed the knowledge that I've gained from about cricket. And hopefully, I gained some knowledge about the maypole that I didn't have before when I went to another event. And hopefully they'll incorporate cricket with the maypole at the next event.
That's good.
That's cool.
Yes, we're getting ideas
here
again.
We get the whole gamut, you know. And I'm just very thankful for having this opportunity to be a part of the process. And back to you, Ms. Margaret.
Okay, well, there again, we're dedicated to celebrate, enlighten, and preserve the unique and diversely rich Jamaican culture. So good night, everybody, and I'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.